The trustees of the Permanent Fund yesterday endorsed legislation that would require all financial managers to no longer invest in companies that do business in Sudan. Sudan has been blacklisted by international groups and by the U.S. Congress for its genocide campaign in the Darfur region of that country. The fund's executive director, Mike Burns, says the trustees' previous opposition to the bill was a fear of what they call the slippery slope of social investing.
Today it's this, tomorrow it's tobacco, the next day it's somebody else's cause, it's animals that are used in pharmaceutical testing, all that. Yet genocide, you know, rises above all of that clutter pretty clearly.
Burns says the board is comfortable with the current bill. Anchorage Republican Bob Lynn, who sponsored one of three bills calling for divestiture, has scheduled a hearing on the issue for Tuesday morning, where he hopes to move it out of the State Affairs Committee. He says the legislature and the state have a chance to take the moral high ground, and the permanent fund action is what he was hoping for.
I think this may be the turning point for it. I had thought that we might have the votes to get it out of State Affairs Committee previously, but now this is a very positive development. I think that would certainly be a help in getting that out of committee. And I think we had the votes, but no smart politician ever says they do.
A similar bill failed to move from the committee last year, but the subject was elevated when Governor Palin enthusiastically supported it before a national audience during the vice presidential debates. Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra also sponsored a divestiture bill. He welcomes the permanent fund support, but is not as optimistic as Lynn. He says there's a long way to go.
We still have a lot of legislators' minds to change, and I think a lot of folks are coming along, but it's going to be it's not necessarily smooth sailing ahead of here. I think, and Representative Lynn thinks, and the governor thinks that this is the right thing to do. So now we're all on the same page, and the question is whether we can get a majority of legislators. That's not clear yet.
Guerra and Lynn say they've join forces to keep the focus of the bill unchanged, but they have been approached by advocates of other subjects, from anti-abortion to opponents of Iran, to expand the divestiture. Lynn agrees with Burns, the Darfur situation is clearly defined, it is genocide, and Congress has taken action against it. Guerra, too, says it's easy for advocates to try to direct the state's investment decisions. He's heard from and rejected them also.
And at some point it becomes silly season. What we do know is the state has no business investing in genocide. We know that. And so today we're saying to the Permanent Fund, and they've joined and they've said, you know, no more investments in genocide. That legislation should pass.
The bill will be heard Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock.